This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Belanger. In New York, hundreds of people, including many trade unionists, are attending a global conference to discuss the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. The high-level forum is being held from Monday, July 9th to the 18th of July. The UN's Sustainable Development Goals focus on 17 sectors such as ending extreme poverty, fighting inequality, and fixing climate change. One of the labor leaders attending the conference is Rosa Pavanelli, the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents 20 million members of public service unions in 163 countries. Ms. Pavanelli addressed the workshop on SDG 7 about renewable energy.
In modern society, almost all our social and private lives depend on reliable and affordable energy services. Yet more than 1 billion people still lack access, and many hundreds of millions more have only unreliable and affordable access. Among those, women are the most affected, as energy supply is not gender neutral. We must ensure universal energy access by 2013, and in the meantime, we must decarbonize energy production. The current market-based approaches are not providing the answer. We have seen too many independent power producers use their legally binding power purchase agreements to drain taxpayers' money for their shareholders. The IPP-PPA model has shown to be a disgrace for too many communities. While innovative and blended finance, financialization, and more PPPs will likely make the finance sector happy, these proposals will not reach those most in need. There are too many examples of the failure of privatization and financialization model. This is why we believe that to achieve SDG 7, we cannot continue with business as usual. For the future of people and planet, we must be bold and daring to leave fossil fuel in the ground, to harness research and technology for the need of the poorest people, not just corporate profits. But we need more than technological fixes. We need strong public policies and governance with the participation of users and workers for quality public services to defend our common interest and meeting our collective needs, to address the inequality of the global tax systems, to make all pay their fair share, to protect the workers and communities that will suffer the worst dislocation as we move to the low-carbon planet. We need a just transition that is based on social justice, decent work, and labor rights. Energy services are too important to be left to the market. We must put consideration for people and planet over profit.
Ms. Pavanelli also addressed the participants in the workshop about the sixth Sustainable Development Goal, the need for clean water and sanitation.
Water is a fundamental human right, is essential to life, climate change, and peace. So, how can we think to deal with water for profit? Water and sanitation services underpin our societies and can cause serious health, social, and economic challenges when poorly managed and underfunded. Ensuring that people have access to safe, secure, and affordable water is vital to ensure a decent life for all. The push for greater private sector involvement in the implementation of SDG 6 flies in the face of growing evidence that the privatization of water and sanitation has been detrimental, especially to the most marginalized and vulnerable communities, and that corporations tend to use monopoly power to generate excessive profits. The shocking reality for people in Flint, here in the United States, shows that this is not just happening in developing countries. Private investors have largely ignored the most underserved regions of the world while favoring more lucrative markets market requiring less capital and promising greater returns. 20 years after privatization, the Supreme Court of Indonesia annulled the contracts with private companies operating in Jakarta, too costly and unable to provide one drop of drinkable water. Since the 90s, international financial institutions have been pushing private participation in water and sanitation services around the world. But more than 90% continue to be publicly owned and operated mainly due to strong public resistance to private control of the local resources. Return in public hands of water has become an undeniable trend involving new forms of participation for workers and citizens.